Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha is Chol Hamoed Sukkot. Today is the eighth day of a seven-day celebration. This day is dedicated as a joyous celebration of God, a day to worship Him, to praise Him, to sing and play instruments to Him, and rest in Him. It is also a day to feast. In fact, one of its names is the Feast of Tabernacles. Kezi got to see this festival in person. People say that to see it happening in Jerusalem is to experience the day the way it is supposed to be experienced. Everywhere you look, there would be huts like ours here out by the playground. There would be singing and dancing, people waving lulavs. Sukkot goes way back to far past the days of Yeshua. It's one of the festivals given to us by God. The purpose of Sukkot are many. In a small handmade hut, our thoughts turn to our Maker, the one who has given us our lives. There are four basic elements to the Feast of Tabernacles: the days, the offerings, the tabernacle, and the four species. The days. God outlines exactly how many days and what we're supposed to do with them in Leviticus 23:33. He told us what day it begins and how long the celebration is to be. 33. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on that day. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made of fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it." The Feast of Tabernacles comes to us in three parts: Feast of Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles was celebrated during the Hebrew month of Tishri. It came at the end of the harvest season. By this time, the harvest was complete, and both the land and the people were at rest. The clear teaching of this feast season was that God wanted His people to learn how to rest in Him. God's rest is the place believers come to in their walk with God, where they find contentment in God for just for who He is. One part of Christian life that keeps believers from entering God's rest is a lack of repentance and our failure to cope with trials. In order to really rest in Him, we have to repent of our sins and to seek the mercy of God. Animal sacrifices were a big part of most of the religious celebrations. Jesus coming and shedding His blood for us changed all of that. Believers have been forgiven and made clean once and for all by the blood of the Messiah, Jesus. His blood did what the blood of bulls and goats could never do for us. His blood didn't just cover our sins, it took them away to be remembered no more. The Feast of Tabernacles has a couple of different aspects. First, it causes us to look back to the 40 years when the Jews wandered in the desert, living in temporary shelters and tabernacles. They were to be reminded that the wanderings of the forefathers were brought about by unbelief and disobedience. But the Feast of Tabernacles also had a forward look. The shelter was loosely constructed. You can see right through the roof. This would remind them and us today that we and they are pilgrims, we're pilgrims and they were pilgrims, passing through this life, and that God has an even greater rest for us in the future when He'll come and live among us permanently. Then there were the offerings, the sacrifices of the animals made to honor our God, are seen by many people today as primitive and cruel. The sacrificial system was and is basic to the understanding of Christianity. Unless we grasp on to the meaning of sacrifice, we cannot understand Yeshua's death on the cross. In an economy which was based on the land, the animals were a most valuable commodity. Bringing an animal sacrifice was like one of us writing a huge check to the work of the Lord. The thought behind sacrifices in animals is that God, in His mercy and grace, allowed the animal to take our sin and die in our place. The animals were perfect and they were innocent. God wanted the offerer to kill the animal so that he would be reminded that the penalty of sin is death. God showed His mercy by providing the substitute to die in the offender's place. Yeshua is our substitute. He's the Lamb who is perfect. In His death, we who believe in Him receive life. The tabernacle. God uses the booths, the temporary huts, to remind His people that this world is not our home. We are merely passing through. Leaving our homes, being out under the starlit sky, makes it easier to remember how big God is and how little we are, and to remind us that He is indeed with us. You know, I read this week where astronomers had admitted that they were wrong. They'd been guessing that there were over 600 billion galaxies like our Milky Way in the universe. They now believe that there are between 1 and 10 trillion galaxies like ours. Go out on some clear night and look up, away from the trees, and see the stars. Try to imagine the extreme magnificence of our God. Yes, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with power and love. Horatius Suka is out by the playground, and you can see how fragile and temporary in nature that it is. Now imagine driving home and seeing thousands of them in people's yards and public places. Sort of reminds you all of all the Christmas trees at Christmas time, only not. The fourth aspect of the Sukkot is the species used in worship. The choice fruit, palm fronds, leafy branches, and poplars. They are represented by the lulav and the etrog. Our interpretation was that the species represented, like the sukkah, the wilderness that the people wandered through. The palm branches represented the desert plains where the palm stood alone. The myrtle represents the mountain scrub bushes that grew on the mountain passes where the people traveled. The willows represented the places where God gave Israel water. Finally, the etrog represents the hope of the promised land. This celebration of Kol HaMoed Sukkot was given to us by our Maker, Adonai. Its purpose is remembrance. Bring to our minds and hearts back around from the daily trivia and back to our God. He is our reason to be. These celebrations cause us to return focus back to Him. He is our God, and we are His people. Shabbat Shalom.